Hello everyone, it's Yatna here, or Jen Twin, and it's Audio Midday 19. It's still hot and it looks like it's going to stay hot for the rest of the week, or at least for the next few days. This is the big one. This is the big day when Brexit negotiations started between the UK and the EU. But just before I come to that, there was another terrorist attack, this time on Muslims who were coming out of the mosque very late at night. One of them collapsed and was given first aid by some people there, and at that moment a van apparently drove into them. One got killed and 10 are now in hospital. An imam from a neighbouring mosque was able to restrain the man and hand them over to police. Absolutely dreadful. Also, there's more not very encouraging updates about the Grenfell Tower fire from last week. So I missed this at first. So apparently the Chancellor said on one of the politics programmes on Sunday that this cladding they used on that tower is illegal in the UK too. I don't know how he would know that so quickly. So I don't know. They're still investigating. Though I did see earlier on, there was a Channel 4 had a fire expert on, who said he'd been ringing around the councils, and Barnet Council was very quick to, Barnet in London, quick to respond. Apparently 3 out of 23 of their towers have the same type of cladding. But he said they also have fire breaks between, so it sounds like something that Grenfell Tower didn't have. So it sounds like Grenfell didn't have all the fire precautions they could have had. That's obviously a task now for councils to check and then hopefully take action. It's also transpired that the $5 million the government promised for the relief efforts for the affected people. So every family will be given £5,500. Every survivor. So that's per family, but that's supposed to cover funeral costs plus to get them started again to buy possessions, which doesn't sound an awful lot, to be honest, because I mean in that part of London, I don't know, you probably for a funeral you're probably really looking at that kind of money. And then goodness, some families may have more than one person to bury, so I'm not sure or if that was supposed to be some kind of minimum, because if you think how many families there would have been, there would still be money left over from the 5 million. So might be a minimum sum, but that's the figure that's been quoted. Theresa May also promised to rehouse everyone in the same borough or sort of in the local area, but some people have said that they've been offered somewhere across London. If they don't take it, then they'll be making themselves intentionally homeless, which means they wouldn't have a right to councillor housing again. But I also saw something that apparently some people have been offered Preston, as in Lancashire, I think it is. Which is just mad, if this is true. But this is just sort of things that people have been quoting on Twitter, so you don't always know. Sadly, the death toll is at 79 at the moment, and the police say that's expected to rise. Unfortunately, with the nature of the building, there were sort of concerns that sometimes there were more people living in each flat than the flat was designed for. So there may have been a larger number of people than estimated. So and they're very careful with sort of numbers, so don't give out how many survivors are there, how many and how many are missing. So it looks like it's going to be a shockingly high number. That's continuing to be very, very sad news. So yeah, but onto Brexit. So it's finally started. We haven't really got a government. It hasn't got a proper mandate. They've not really told anyone what they want to do about Brexit. They still haven't done the deal with the DUP. There are cynical voices saying the DUP is going to make sure they're not going to have a deal before the Queen's speech, just to see how this whole thing goes. But David Davis went over to speak to Michel Barnier of the European side anyway. Not that one to frighten anyone, but this is the same David Davis who kept saying, still last month, I think, that you couldn't possibly talk about the Irish border because you had to have a trade deal first and you had to know what happens to the customs union, etc., before you could decide what happens on the Irish border. Last year, he still thought that he could pick and choose which country he deals with, as in, well, the Germans will still want to sell us cars, so we're going to do a deal with them, only then to find out that that's not how it works. The EU negotiates as one body. He can't just pick off the governments as he chooses. He's also the one who sat in front of the Brexit committee and had to admit that he'd not costed anything and we were just going out on the wing on a prayer and it'll be all right kind of thing. But no, he's not really looked at the impact of the Brexit. He's not looked at what happens when we drop out of the customs union, if there's no deal. He's not looked at anything. He's not done any kind of impact analysis. But we're just going to go out, it'll be fine kind of thing. So yeah, it's kind of the day of the unicorn. So he went with his team to negotiate. So the first thing was that he'd said that it's going to be the row of the summer, that he wants to negotiate in parallel to also get a trade deal at the same time. But it looks like on day one, he had to admit that, no, he's going to have to follow the sequence of what the EU want to do. The EU have also said, I mean, their lengthy paperwork on all the things that need to be negotiated and looked at has been available for quite a while. But they said, senior officials said today, they've not seen anything from the British side as to what they want. So I'm not entirely sure they know what they actually want. So the latest seems to be, so they're going to meet, I think, once a week or so to discuss. I think it was once a week, but I could be wrong on that. I'll check, see what happens. 1 week every month. Or was it one week every month? 1 week month. 1 week in every month, thank you. So let's see. So the EU is insisting on talking about the divorce bill first. So looking at the outstanding payments, looking at citizens' rights, which I'm thinking, they're looking after us, not the British government. And they also said, and they want to sort the Irish border. But they said today that there's not going to be the deal in the 2 years. That's where the clock's ticking. But what's going to happen is they're going to work out a transition deal. That's what they said the aim is. And also there was some talk about they're going to talk about the future arrangement that the UK will have. However, the UK will have third country status, and they will only negotiate a trade deal once the UK is a third country, so after March 2019 at the current schedule. So then again, if you listen to the news, we just had Ian Duncan Smith on, or IDS as he's commonly known, he clearly wasn't up to date on that one. He even still said that we could do some other. Oh, and I'm running out of time. Sorry,